Port of Philadelphia has told State House Democrats that workers have moved 740,000 shipping containers this year alone, up 15% from last year. But they didn't always do it quickly, because at times there haven't been enough workers to keep the traffic moving off ships and onto truck chassis. The port's Dominic O'Brien says sometimes several hundred containers don't move when they're supposed to.
Which meant that there weren't enough chassis at the marine terminal, which meant that there were longer lines for truckers waiting to get a chassis.
The Teamsters Union, which represents freight workers, says many aren't willing to sign up for the kind of independent contractor jobs available at ports. The positions sometimes pay less and have fewer benefits than full-time work. While some companies are raising wages to keep up, the union says offering more full-time jobs would be a better fix. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.